From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Colombian President Alvaro Uribe is one of President Bush's staunchest allies in Latin America. Uribe is here in Washington this week trying to make his case for a free trade agreement and continued aid. That's a hard sell at a time when Colombia is in the midst of a scandal involving government ties to paramilitaries. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that Uribe faced skeptical lawmakers on Capitol Hill this afternoon and angry protesters outside a Washington think tank.
President Alvaro Uribe seems like a man on a mission. He's determined to make his case for continued U.S. aid to fund Colombia's war on drugs and terrorism and to persuade skeptical lawmakers his government is committed to the rule of law.
My first idea every morning when I get up is, my God, help me not to weaken the decision to defeat terrorism in Colombia.
Uribe won a standing ovation during this speech today to the pro-business group, the Council of the Americas, which was meeting at the State Department. The Colombian president was also welcomed here with a breakfast at the White House and a big endorsement from President Bush, who urged lawmakers to approve a free trade agreement with Colombia.
The president is here to speak strongly about his record, and it's a good, solid record. I thank the members of Congress for giving him a hearing. We expect them to be open-minded.
But the free trade agreement is in trouble, and Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy has put a hold on $55 million in aid to Colombia, about a quarter of an aid package to help Uribe's war on drugs. Leahy says he supports Uribe's attempts to cut links to the paramilitaries, but he's not convinced Colombia is doing enough.
I'm chairman of the committee that's provided $5 billion during the last 6 years to him. And this is a tremendous amount of foreign aid, so it's been very supportive. But saying you're going to do it and doing it can sometimes be two different things. And I think it's generally known in Colombia there are still people with serious ties to the paramilitaries.
Uribe was met with protesters outside the Center for American Progress. Some were lying in body bags to protest the high number of trade union leaders killed by paramilitaries in Colombia each year. Uribe's motorcade slipped past the protesters at first, but the Colombian leader seemed determined once again to get his message across, so he waded through the crowd.
May I give him an answer?
Yes. Quiet!
May. What do you prefer, violence or debate?
One man held a picture of his murdered father. Others called Uribe an assassin and urged him to step down.
Maybe I have to apologize for mistakes, but never for crimes.
The Colombian leader rattled off statistics, as he is doing all over town today, saying kidnappings are down and fewer trade union leaders are being killed in his country. This is one crowd, however, he could not win over. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.